Welcome to Breakthrough Business Strategies, and happy Monday to each and every one of you. This is your host, Michelle Pry, and on Twitter, @ProsperityGal, coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today, where it's Labor Day. So happy Labor Day to everyone. You know, we're here to bring you information on business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, so that you're equipped to create success and profits in your business today. So we make sure that we pick topics and guests each week that will support, grow, and sustain your business needs. Now, this week's tip is something we learned from Don Cooper, our sales expert, who shares with us great techniques that aren't the same old tired-out techniques that used to work years ago. And what we're going to do is today, Don's going to share with you how you can hit your sales goals for the rest of the year. And I'm looking forward to hearing this one myself as well. So let's bring him on. Hey, Don, how are you today?
I'm great, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I understand you have some absolutely gorgeous weather there in Colorado, so I'm a tad jealous because, like, we don't get to wear sweaters until maybe December.
Yeah, it is beautiful out here today.
All right. You know, I'm all about business. Tell us, because you had me intrigued when you told me this was going to be the tip that you gave us this month for September. You had me intrigued going, you know, I've seen sometimes people either push really, really hard the last quarter of the year or they've gotten close to their numbers and they really back off. What can we do to make sure we finish 2010 as a stellar year?
Well, it's several things, and it's hard to believe that it's already September. Two-thirds of this year is already gone. I don't know about you and your listeners, but I'm thinking about calling the police to file a report because my summer is gone. I'm pretty sure somebody stole it. So if you're feeling the same way, the first thing you need to do is to look at where you are right now in relation to your goals. We've gotten through two-thirds of the year. Are you two-thirds of the way to reaching your 2010 sales goals? If not, it's okay. You still have a third of the year left to make things happen. And the first step to achieving your 2010 sales goals is to go back and review those goals. Back at the beginning of the year, what did you determine you wanted to do this year as far as your sales goals? Now, some of you listening might be thinking, sales goals that I wrote, sure, yeah. A lot of you probably didn't even make sales goals. A lot of you listening right now are professionals, you're business owners. You're so busy thinking about other parts of your business, you don't really think about creating a sales plan, and you don't necessarily create sales goals. Well, if you didn't create sales goals back at the beginning of the year, do it now. It's never too late. The important thing is you want to have some goals on paper so you know what you're trying to achieve. So if you did create them at the beginning of the year, go back and look at them. What did you want to do this year as far as your sales, and where are you right now? Next, determine how many sales you're going to need between now and December 31st in order to reach those goals. Take into account the size of different sales. Depending on what you sell, you might have some sales that are very small, other sales that are a lot larger. Well, based on your previous experience, what do you think you can expect in terms of the ratio of small sales to medium-sized sales, to large sales, between now and the end of the year? Another thing to consider is how much more effort do those large sales require? If it takes you just as much time and effort to close a large sale as it does to close a small sale, well, then that's where your focus should be. Focus on your larger projects rather than your smaller ones over the course of the next 4 months. Next, go back and review your activities over the past 8 months. What's been working effectively? What has not been working effectively? And this brings up an important question. Are you tracking your prospecting efforts? When you're making phone calls, when you're sending out postcards, When you're doing anything in terms of revenue generation, are you tracking the results of those efforts? Because unless you know precisely what kind of return you're getting for what kinds of efforts, you have no idea what you should be doing more of and less of. So go back and look at what you've done over the past 8 months and determine which of those things are working best and which things can you stop doing. The next thing to evaluate is your prospect pool. Look at all the prospects you've been dealing with over the past 8 months. And for some of you, over the past year or two. If you've got a long sales cycle, you may work with prospects for a year or more before they become a buyer. So look at everybody that you're currently considering to be a prospect. You want to decide, do they have the four things that are critical for you to pursue them as a prospect? Do they have a need? Do they have a budget to meet the solution for that need? Do they have the authority to decide on a solution for that need? And, this is the key, do they possess the motivation to pursue a solution for that need? You might have a prospect that's got a need, a budget, and the authority, but no motivation. They don't perceive a problem, or they don't perceive the problem to be that important. Well, if that's the case, that's not a good prospect. And you're going to be spinning your wheels trying to sell to that person because they don't see a reason to hire you or buy your product or service. So go through all of your prospects and classify them. You might create A prospects, B prospects, C prospects, and D prospects based on how many of these elements they possess. Your A prospects are the ones that have everything they need. Your D prospects are the ones that have few or none of those things that they need. So determine which of your prospects are which, and figure out which prospects are in what part of their own buying cycle. Depending on your industry, depending on what you sell, your sales cycle might be a few days, it might be a couple of years. Figure out where along that line each prospect is. And ask yourself this, do you know enough about each of your prospects? How well do you know them? Do you know where they are in their buying cycle? Do you know what information they need to move to the next part of their buying cycle? As you're classifying your prospects, look at how much time you're spending on each of them. One way to free up time for effective selling is to stop wasting that time with bad prospects. If you're looking at a prospect that doesn't have one or more of those four criteria I mentioned, need, budget, authority, and motivation, stop dealing with them. You're not going to make the sale. You're going to be banging your head into a brick wall, and there's no point. Stop dealing with prospects who are not going to buy from you, and use that time to either go after your better prospects or to find entirely new prospects altogether. The next step is to create a plan for dealing with these prospects. Once you determine which prospects you want to pursue, figure out your plan for pursuing them. And too many professionals and business owners don't create a sales plan. They might have a business plan. In very rare cases, they'll have a marketing plan. But very, very rarely do they have a prospecting plan. And whether you are a professional, a business owner, or a salesperson, you need a prospecting plan so you can determine exactly what you're going to do and when. The when is critical. You need to schedule time for your sales activities. If you're like most professionals and most business owners, you don't schedule time for prospecting. You're so busy doing what you're really doing, you don't think about selling as something you need to schedule time for. And yet, if you don't schedule the time for it, you won't do it. So schedule that time for selling and use that time effectively. First, contact your existing customers. That's right, not prospects, customers. The first people you should talk to are the people who are already buying from you because they're the ones that are easiest to sell more to. Contact your customers and see if they need more of what you sell. See if they need something else that you currently have. Very often, our customers would buy more stuff from us, but they don't know we offer it. Remember that you are the expert on what you sell. It's not your customer's job to keep track of all of your offerings. It's your job to make sure they know what you have. Along these lines, you might consider adding a new product or service to your line. If you can add something that complements what you already sell, that is an easy way to go back to your customer base and increase your sales to them. And because they already know you, they already like you, they already have an account with you, that's a much easier sale than to a new prospect. At the same time, here's a heretical piece of advice. Stop serving your bad customers.
Oh, amen. Can I say an amen to that?
Yes, you can, Michelle. Because both businesses have some problem customers.
I had this conversation with someone this weekend, yes. And they kept, I said, who are you trying to talk to? Who are your target market? Well, we just need to generate dollars. I said, if you want to generate dollars, you need to quit talking to everybody.
Absolutely. Just this weekend, I was talking with a friend of mine who's a professional organizer. She's having a record year. And the reason is she's actually stopped serving the customers who do not fit her ideal customer profile. She's not doing little tiny jobs. She's only looking for the bigger jobs now. And that focus has freed up her time to allow her to go after bigger clients. So if you have customers that are wasting your time, customers that are a pain in the butt, customers that are always complaining, stop serving them. Free up your time, your energy, your power to go after better people.
Next,
contact previous prospects you've lost touch with. We all lose track of prospects over time. So get in touch with them and say, hey, we haven't talked in a long time. I would love to get together with you. Meet them for lunch. Meet them for coffee. Or just send them an article out of the blue. If there's an article that you think might be of interest to them, clip it out and mail it to them. Or copy it, paste it in a Word document, email it to them. Hey, say, hey, I saw the article and I thought of you. That tells your prospect that you are indeed thinking of them. And an article is not a sales tool, not from their perspective. It doesn't say, hey, buy me. It simply says, hey, what's thinking about you? That puts you in their mind in a positive light. The third thing to do...
Oh, God, I'm loving these.
Good. The third thing to do here is to look for new prospects, people who are not yet in your existing prospect pool. And the first step to that is to determine your best prospects. Don't just go after everybody. Figure out who are your best prospects. If you're wondering how, I just wrote a blog post on this subject. If you go to my website, www.doncooper.com, that's D-O-N-C-O-O-P-E-R, doncooper.com, click on the blog tab on the right-hand side, and you'll see my post there on how to find your best prospects. Once you've determined who your best prospects are, you can now figure out where and how to reach them. The next thing to do is to follow up, follow up, follow up. It's where most salespeople, most business owners, most professionals fall down. They don't do effective follow-up. So schedule that follow-up time in your plan. And once you put all this together, review your plan every 2 weeks. Keep it on your desk, post it on your bulletin board, keep it somewhere in plain sight so you can see exactly what you're doing. It should be one page, no more. It's all you need just to establish who you're going after, how you're going after them, and exactly when you're doing it. Keep that in front of you and review that plan at least every 2 weeks to determine what's working, what you need to do more of, and less of. If you just follow these simple tips, you can reach and possibly even exceed your 2,000 sales goals in the remaining 4 months of this year.
Oh, that's awesome. So what I'll do is I'll go in and I'll change the link to your site in the radio blog so that it goes directly to that blog post. That's perfect. Thank you so much, Dawn. I want to go read over that because I'm going to be transparent. I don't have a sales plan. Don't spank me too hard on air because we've got such a power-packed show. You'll have to do that off air. So I'm excited, guys. Don's going to do this for us every month. We're going to make it the way we start our month off. It's going to be the first Monday of every month. So thank you so much for sharing with us what we can do to make sure we reach our sales goals for 2010.
You're very welcome, Michelle.